Of every action, ask yourself, what does it mean for me? Marcus Aurelius. Hello, my fellow Stoics, and thank you for listening in to today's episode. So, Marcus Aurelius, a very popular quote, is to always test your mental impressions. And this is very specific to the Stoic practice of mindfulness, and particularly in Marcus Aurelius's book, is meditation. And the whole idea of mindfulness is, and meditation, is different across, you know, different philosophies or traditions. You know, we have Buddhism really focusing on controlling the monkey in your mind, which is to say, allow the thoughts to flow. Don't focus on one individually. And this reduces stress, and this allows your mind to remain peaceful in a very specific set of time. Whereas, and Stoicism, this mindfulness practice is more about reframing your mind to pay attention more to your actions, as well as ensuring that you're arriving at judgments and making choices deliberately. That is the idea of meditation for Stoicism and mindfulness. It's that every action that we are about to take, we should question it. We should be questioning ourselves so we can make sure that whatever judgment we're coming to make and commit that action, is it within good judgment and good reason? Now, if you're not somebody who is entirely mindful all the time, that is totally fine. Everybody can practice, and that's the whole idea of meditations, of meditating, to make sure that you are consistently tracking your actions throughout the day. Now, there's obviously a flip side to this, where if you don't really practice that, or you don't really know too much about that, it can be difficult to kind of make good decisions in the moment, especially in very fast-paced moments. Take the example of a novice driver versus a professional driver. They both have to deliberately think about what exactly they're doing, but a professional driver has that mental practice in being able to make good judgments very quickly. Whereas the novice driver has to be more focused on every little thing in order to be a good driver. They also have to control the speed at which they're making decisions. And in order to control the speed, you've got to slow down. So that's the outcome of meditation through Stoicism. It is training your mind to be able to act fast while deliberately making good judgments in very quick moments. And now, this isn't to say you have to think about every little thing that you're going to do. That's not the goal, because sometimes life is too fast. Sometimes there's decisions that need to be made very quickly. But what will end up happening is, through that habitual nature of being able to employ the virtues, employ good judgment, employ good reason, being able to control your emotions, couple all of that practice continuously through slow meditative work, and then trying your hardest to push that boundary when there's fast moments, over time, you create a habit of which, when there are fast moments, when there are moments of quick decision making, you are able to better utilize all of the Stoic practices to make good judgments in those quick moments. And that takes time, which is why journaling is so important. It's a moment for you to reflect on all of those aspects of your day-to-day life, or week-to-week life, depending on how often you practice journaling or meditating. It makes it easier for you to be able to reflect, and then when you encounter those moments again, or you are better adept at reflecting on the moment-to-moment basis because your mind is already primed with that journaling type of mindset. So this is also confirmed through modern cognitive psychology. There's a book called Thinking Fast and Slow. And it really is defining these two systems, where one system is when you need to make decisions fast, you also encounter the pitfall of your emotions playing a large role. And then there is the second system, which is more like responding to just system, right? Which is regarding being too slow, essentially. So in Stoicism, it really proves modern day psychology, which is through meditation and practice, you have to be able to use both systems simultaneously. Yes, you're going to have emotional responses to gut reactions. However, being able to practice on a day-to-day basis to utilize that second system, which is in the Stoic practice, is your virtues, is the Stoic principles, you can become a more mindful Stoic in every day-to-day actions and reactions to everyday life. So, as a Stoic, what are some questions that you can really practice asking yourself consistently? And that is, what was the quote of the day? Which was, every action, ask yourself, what does this mean for me? What is it that I'm about to do? Is this something that I am likely to regret? And so, very quickly thinking, you can sit here and rationalize with whatever it is that you're about to do, and better come to a to the conclusion that maybe I should or shouldn't do it. Just asking yourself that basic question throughout the day, especially with bigger situations, can better prime your mind for future situations where you can make better judgment. And this Stoic practice is a little bit more, I would say, in tune with reality, because Stoicism actually considers the fact that you are human. It considers the quintessential characteristics that really define humanity, because we are emotional beings, but we are also creatures of habit. So if we habitually understand our human nature, which is the emotional response to things, we can better employ good habits, which is the Stoic practice of being mindful, and therefore creating good character. Therefore, creating a person who can make good, sound, rational judgments through their everyday action, utilizing the principles of Stoicism. So, for future reference, as you practice your day-to-day Stoic mindset, my fellow Stoics, I encourage you all to practice either asking yourself, what is it that I'm about to do? Will this benefit me, or will I regret this? A more simpler question, or should I say quote, from Marcus Aurelius himself is, always test your mental impressions. And through daily practice, maybe add a bit of journaling to that, or just simply reflect on your day, reflect on the moment to moment. You can become a professional, so to speak, in the act of thinking fast and thinking slow. So I encourage you all, my fellow Stoics, to become better Stoics, practice these questions, question every action that you will take on throughout your daily life. Thank you for listening in. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. It really helps out the show. If you would like to check out Stoic Sage merch or read the blog, please go to stoicsage.co. Also, give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook, and I wish you well, my fellow Stoics, on your path to sagehood.